Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 10 kumabasa 2022 ngo Gibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Imuli kamuyi Elvis Nyathi obulwe ngokukhandwa ngamatshe. Lokuthiswa kwele South Africa ethi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu.
Sibona ngathi inumber yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba le nto iyathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents.
Sebedlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokitshini e-Deep Sloot kwele South Africa.
Hayi isimo asisasihlanga shem ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela leyo.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabeleni ezijeneyo. Salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulomsakazo. Imuli kamuyi Elvis Nyathi obulewe ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuthiswa kwele South Africa ethi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya koBulawayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. Uthi uzokhumalo zipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
UMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu ongumzala kamuyi uNyathi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebesenza amalungiselelo okugcina andubani abalubhekise ekhaya. Amalunga emuli abekuthena endaweni esijeneyo eGoli lamuhla uqoqa imali kanye lokulungisa uhambo. UNdlovu uthi ofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibaxhumanisele nkampani yemingcwabo iZororo Phumlani esihle yathembisa ukuthwala umngcwabo wonke kungelanhlawulo. Kodwa ke uNdlovu uthi lokhu beludinga olunye usizo.
Sibona ngathi inumber yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba lento iyathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents. So if besingathola nje ibus okanye amabus ukuze abantu abafisa ukuhamba mhlawumbe imali zingekho babekwazi ukuthi bangene kulawo mabus sihambe siyefihla omunye wethu.
UNdlovu uthi njengemuli basasephakathi kokuqoqa ilanga uzaqhutshwa ngayo umhlangano wenduduzo kamuyi. Lobanje bekhangelele ukuthi bazalubhekisa ekhaya kuyona le iviki uthi ilanga lohambo alikaziwa. Umfo wabo kamuyi uMnumzana Godnoz Nyathi uthi ikhosikazi likamuyi uNomsa Chuma uloke phakathi kobuhlungu obukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Hayi usisi ukukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo. Uyehluleka nokukhuluma ngoba umufi ube nabantwana abawu-4, abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana esetshonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini.
Umgcini ingcebo webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Future Msebele laye obekhona kumhlangano lamhlanje uthi imva kaNyathi ithinte zonke izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
Yebo akusibo bodwa abafeleyo, isizwe sonke sifele, siZimbabwe sonke sifele. Singuzaphu siyadana kakhulu ukuthi umuntu engafa ngalendlela.
Imuli ithi imilayezo ebivela kunhlelo zokuxhumana isithi lamhlanje lelanga lomthandazo wenduduzo kamuyi bekungasoqiniso ngakho uZulu kufuze alinde isimemezelo semuli ngaloludaba. Imuli ikhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi bonke abafuna ukusiza kumbe ukuqoqela imuli kamuyi usizo baqale bathintane lemuli ukuze kuhleleke konke. Ngosenjalo amapholisa athi obulele uNyathi uloke engakatholakali lanamhlanje. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingutuso Khumalo.
Ngosenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala eDeep Sloot bathi sebedlela evalweni kulandela ukubulawa kuka Elvis Nyathi elokijini leli. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Khanyisani Sibanda.
Hayi isimo asisasihlanga shem ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela leyo kungakhona manje. Eyi kubuhlungu ngoba uMnumzana uNyathi kufele amafufu njengegundwana ufele nje icala okungelone lakhe.
Usibanda uthi,
so mina engicabangayo bakithi ngicabanga ukuthi kuhle ukuthi siye vodani ekhaya ngoba ukuthi singathi siyabuyela nje ekhaya yikuyo kulawa indlala ngoba akukho esizafika sikwenza kula msebenzi ekhaya. Ngiyacela bakithi asizameni ngiyazo zonke indlela. Ngiyazi kunzima kakhulu vele ukuthi singathi sithi siyaphonguhamba sithi siyavota ekhaya.
Omunye njalo ngumnumzana Petrus Inkomo.
Ubulewe ngesihluku umfowethu. Into engingayicelisa mina kubafowethu kakhulu nabodadewethu abalapha eSouth Africa kakhulu eDeep Sloot endaweni yaseDeep Sloot. Hayi ngempela imbi indaba eyenzakele ku-Elvis ngoba u-Elvis bamlande endlini ukathi kathi vele abafowethu bona ngempela mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot nami ngumhlali wakhona omunye wakhona hhayi abafowethu besebezenzela kakhulu umathanda ngempela kwesinye isikhathi singabasola abantu be-South Africa City bona yebo banayo le ingqondo ye-xenophobic kodwa okunye nathi kakhulu sisuke sikhululeke kakhulu uma sihambile sithi masifikile ezweni labantu sesiyazenzela umathanda ukanti ke umuntu mayefikile endaweni yabantu eyisivakashi kufanele aziphathe alandele umthetho ngoba indlela ediyenze ngakhona mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot ngiyababona abafana bakithi abaningi kakhulu ebugebengini le nto eyinye abayikhulumayo liyiqiniso ngempela ukuthi laba abantu sebekhathele ngathi ukuthi okunye kufanele siziphathe kahle.
Unkomo uphinde wathi
kodwa eka ndaba ka-Elvis inyathi yona ibe buhlungu ngoba u-Elvis bamlande esendlini yakhe ezihlalele abantu bakhe hayi indaba ebuhlungu mpela leyo yasizwisa ubuhlungu nathi kodwa okunye okuningi asike sithini masifikile sizivakashi siziphathe kahle endaweni yabantu ngoba bona abantu vele bona sebekhathaze ukuthi sesibaningi kakhulu plaza njalo futhi abantu bakithi basiphethe kabi.
Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Moses Ndlovu.
Ngendlela engibone u-Aaron Mthwaledi no-Police Minister ubheke icele bakhuluma khona abalungisi udaba lolu kubana abantu bahlalisane ngokuthula. Khanya ngani bona ngokwabo boyithu banolaka ngalokho okwenzakalayo vele abasafuni abantu baseZimbabwe. Ngoba le ndlela u-Minister we-Home Affairs ayenza ngakhona akasafuni nokurenewa i incwadi zabo ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle lapha bahlale nje bebenamalungelo okuhlala eMzansi yena akasafuni vele ngendlela awubeka ngakhona ukuthi is not renewing ama-permit abo.
Kuyakhala kakhulu uNdlovu.
Uminister wamapholisa naye ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona uhle ubona ukuthi hayi naye uhambisana nalabo abantu babulele ubhuti lo waseZimbabwe. Kumele kulungisiswe ungabi uthi yena upolice minister abe naye uyagqugquzela ukubana abantu vele ngoba kufe umuntu oyi-1 siyazi ukuthi bayabulala abantu ukuthi kubulawa weZimbabwe kumbe kubulawa umuntu wakuphi obulala asikwazi akunabufakazi ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele kumbe ngabakuphi kodwa yena uma kuthiwa kubulawa abantu abafile uyabika nje ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele ubani bani kodwa namalokali nabo sikhona esibaziyo abayenza ukuganga kodwa ngekukho umkhombo umuntu uthi nangu umbani wenza ukuganga lapha.
Kulabanye abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala e-Deep Sloot abathi sokuzalele ingwe elokitshini leli. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwale South Africa. Kodwa osakhulayo uDabang Molefe okubandla le-African National Congress ohlala e-Deep Sloot uthi bonke abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokitshini leli kumele bephume bephele. Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo, ebonga ukuba uZulu wavotela abakubandla lakhe kukhetho lwama-by-elections olwenziwe mhla ka-26 Mbimbitho. Namhla ubesemaswingo. Sixoxe loMnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziba okubandla leli ngemihlangano kaChamisa.
Namuhla sisemaswingo, izolo besise kontutuziyathunqa lapho umongameli advocate Nelson Chamisa ubehlangana lama citizens champion ukubana sibonisane ngodaba lokubana sihamba njani ukuya phambili lokubonga abantu bakobulawayo siyakubonga umthwakazi omhle ngokusivotela kakhulu kuma by election sobe sisazisa abantu bethu abalenjongo yokuhamba lathi kuya phambili kubana sisebenza njani njalo sizayenza njani ngendaba yokubana ontanga berejiste ukuvota ngendaba yokubana ke itarget yethu kobulawayo isuke kuhola elikuma than 100,000 sefika ku-300,000. Sizahamba njani ngendaba yokubana ke ama-candidates ethu labo member of parliament bethu lama-councillors siyasebenza njani? Yilo hlelo esihamba ngalo lokulungiselela ukubana emaphandleni siyahamba njani ngenxa yokuthi ubulawayo useduze le-Martin North, useduze le-Martin South. So kufanele kube lo hlelo lokubana siyahamba njani ngapha emaswini kwesikhona namhlanje. Indaba yethu ukubana inguquko ifike njani emaswingo emaphandleni.
Lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziziba okubandla le Citizens Coalition for Change beqoqa lo Blessing Zulu esemaswingo. Kwezemaphandleni namhla sesigabeni sebulilima East esiqoqa khona lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ngokubhalisela ukuvota.
Phezu kohlelo oluqakathekileyo kakhulu, uhlelo lokugqugquzela abantu ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023. Sigqugquzela ikakhulu abatsha. Abatsha sinanzelela ukuthi ngobuningi babo, especially emakhaya, abazali bebengakunanzeleli ukuthi nxa bebatshiya emakhaya bona be-athenda inhlelo ezitshetsheneyo, inhlelo ezifanana lokuyabhalisela ukuvota, abantwana labo kuqakathekile ukuthi batholakale bebhalisile. So kalesi sibhizi sikhuthaza abazali ukuthi bengatshiyi abantwababo njalo ekhaya bebe lesiqiniseko sokuthi abantwana babo bonke asebekwanisile iminyaka yokubana sebelelungelo lokuvota bangabi ngendlela yokuthi ababhalisanga ukuvota. Kumele bamake sure ukuthi wonke umntwana ohlala layo ubhalisile ukuvota njalo uza kuvota.
Kuqakatheke kanganani Mpofu ukubhalisela ukuvota?
Ukhetho luka-2023 loluzayo lukhetho oluqakathekileyo esikhangeleleyo ukuthi yilo oluzatshintsha impilo zabantu, yilo oluzaguqula ikusasa yabatsha kuba bazibone ukuthi labo bakhula bephumelela. Ngokunjalo abatsha bakubone kuqakathekile lokho ikakhulu kulalabo abanye ade besithi khona izinto kazitshintshi. Kumele bakubone ukuthi izinto ziyatshintsha. Abantu kabakuthathe ngayo naleyo ndlela basukume sibhalisele ukuvota njalo sisukume ngelanga lokuyavota siyevota ngobuningi kungabi lo muntu osalele emuva.
Simalapha kuhlelo lwezamaphandleni besiqoqa lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ohlala esigabeni sebulilima East esabelweni seMatabeleland South. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine futhi abantu kumele bebaleke kwezinye indawo zelizwe lapho ibutho lakwele Russia eselihlasela khona izindlu zikaZulu lezinye indawo mahlayana. Iziphathamandla ze-Luhansk, eDnipro lezinye zithi ibutho lakwele Russia selibhomba izikolo, izibhedlela, izindlu zabantu okwesabekayo. I-Associated Press ithi lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele-Russia libhombe isilindo sikaloliwe kwelinye idolobho ngolwesihlanu labulala abantu bedlula amathumi amahlanu 52. Umnumzana Boris Johnson wakwele Britane owethelekelele umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky zolo uthi akulunganga okwenziwa ngele Russia. Ibutho lakwele Russia selibulele abantu abaningi okumangalisayo kwele Ukraine. UJohnson uphinde wathi wazadingela ele Ukraine izikhali zokulwisana nelizwe lakwele Russia. I-Reuters ibika ukuba owayengumongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma uthi kumele kususwe umtshutshisi ophethe udaba lwakhe lokuthi wenza ubukhohlakali ekuthengisweni kwezikhali esesesikhundleni. Inhlanganiso ye-Jacob Zuma Foundation ithi izazama ngamandla wonke ukuba kususwe umnumzana Billy Downer abathi wethulela intatheli zindaba imfihlo ngodaba lolu. Udaba lukaZuma lusemthithwandaba. Lokusikhathi sezamasiko.
Ngana masiko
senzi bomandla.
Lo baba mkhulu
namasiko
babelobola.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokuqoma lokuqonywa. Asakwazi na amajaha ukuphosa amazwi njengakudala. Sixoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo ubaba Ngwenya.
Izintombi zakudala zazishelwa ngobuciko, zaziqonyiswa noma zazikhonjiswa ngobuciko babudube nabalaleli. Kwakuwukuthi nje insizwa mayilawa amagama amnandi. Kwakuthi nje intombi phela ezakudala kwakungelula nje ukuthi uyithole, kwakufanele umuntu azalinde mhlambe zizaphuma ziyokukha amanzi okanye ziye enkunini. Ukhombise nje umusa lokuyinakekela njengokuthi ma khona phana sezikha amanzi uncedise ekutheni zikhelela amanzi, ngoba ezakudala kukhona ezazisikha emthonjeni, kukhona ezazisikha kwazofika futhi nazo lezi zikotsho lezi abanye bathi izibhorane. Ufike nje lawo nawo uncedise ukukotshoza laphana amanzi aphuma, ubenze nje baze bakujwayele kakhulu yona yakho leyo uvele uyabe uyithagethile. Kuzathi nxa sekuhanjwa-ke laphana lawo suzoyikhapha lihambisane, suzaqala nawo ukuyitshela ukuthi heyi uyazi nawe awazi ukuthi uzwani ngayo ngempela, nxa umkhangele uze utshaywa lovala awazi ukuthi ngempela kwenzakalani, kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi ngempela egcine esengumama wabantu abakumbe esengunkosikazi wakho. Yikho lapho la uzoqala khona ukumuzwa ukuze umfula ngogodo ukuthi uthini.
Siyakuzwa Ngwenya, kodwa ke babevuma yini khonapho abakudala?
Vele imvamisa ukuthi okokuqala uzaqala ngempela hhayi ahlanye kakhulu kwesinye isikhathi khona lokho oyabe ukutshile kugcine kudala ukuthi ubungane benu kungabi buhle kwesinye isikhathi ngempela abesethanda ukuthi akuxwaye. Kodwa-ke ngokuphikelela lokhu senza njalo umkhombisa ukuthi ulothando kuye, usebenzisa wona amagama okumncoma, umuhle, njalo ulesimilo, futhi-ke wena umuzwa ngaphakathi inhliziyo yakho nje uma uke wacabanga ngaye uvele utshaye lovalo ngale ndlela lawo ekumangalisayo ukuthi ngempela ngabe kwenzakalani ngaye. Yilokho nje okwenza ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi-ke la egcine sekubonele ukuthi hhayi uyangithanda lo bhuti ngempela. Kodwa-ke zazingasheshi izivume ezakudala ngempela, kwakuthatha isikhathi. Ezinye izisizo zazishela kuze kuyephela umnyaka ngempela, kwesinye isikhathi kusiya kufika ku-2 years elokho engakathandwa. Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi noma ekuthanda umuntu akona uyabe engakutsheli, kodwa ngokuphikelela la ukhombisa ukuzimisela ogcina unqobile.
Gqiba udaba lwethu lwanamhlanje Ngwenya.
Hawu, kwalezi insuku hawu abafana nje namantombazana akhona sekuyilokho nje ukuthi sekutshintshile izinto seziguqukile lawe, azikhangelela ezinye izinto ekungezona ezazikhangelelwa kudala. Kwakusiba yikho phela ukuthi sokusiba yikho phela ukuthi umuntu wakho niyakhangela ukuthi yini azoyithola kuwe, nxa ethandana nawe, wena kuyiphi level nxa ngakubiza ngolimi lwamanje. So akusafani nakudala lapho kwakutholakala ukuthi intombi yayimthanda ngempela umuntu ngisho ngalalutho, noma nje abazali babebuye bekhangele nxa mhlawumbe leyo nsizwa sizocela umlilo ukuthi-ke ungabe uzala umzini onjani. Ukhangelwa phela nasesibayeni lapho ukuthi ngabe zikhona izinkomo, yilapho kwakuhamba kube le nkinga. Kodwa ukuthola ukuthi bona ngempela babe sebethandana intombi inqotshiwe ngamagama nje fo kungekho lutho.
Siqhuba lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko senziwe manje yena baba mkhulu babe lobola.
Sibe sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi uBusani Sibanda.
Sibonge baba, sibonge la kubalaleli. Siyothola incwadi yethu kuDeuteronomy 18 verse 18. Lithi iBhayibheli, mina uNkulunkulu ngizophakamisa umprofeti ngiso leso sizwe kini ofana nami okhuluma ilanguage yini, ngizofaka amazwi ami kuye. Lokho uzabe kukhuluma yimi uNkulunkulu ezabe ukhuluma laleso sizwe. Bantu bakithi bahle, masibheka izizwe esifana lamajuda, sibona amajuda e-powerful. Why e-powerful? Basahamba indlela zokhokho babo. 1, 2, uNkulunkulu uzambulile kuba prophets babo oDavid basabambelele kulezandlela zokhokho babo bayayazi identity yabo. That's why be powerful. Sibona ama Arabs ba powerful because Dubai bazahamba ngendlela zaba prophets babo uMuhammad basamhlonipha namhlanje. Umprofeti babo yindlela ezibaxhumanisa lesiko labo basabambelele kwisiko labo. That's why sibabona be powerful abalahlanga indlela zabo zokuphila. Sibheka ama Africa namhlanje, siyisizwe Africa, isizwe Africa is a country that divided ngabamhlophe. Bheka ama Africa silahlile indlela zethu zokuphila, silahlile ama traditions ethu, zalahla ama cultures ethu, zalahla spirituality sethu. That's why siyisizwe singela identity. That's why sinje mawubuka emuva le Africa nguye the powerful. Ngitsho ezimalini kuphi yiba the powerful ngoba babesahamba ngendlela behlonipha indlela abaprofeti babo. That's why uNkulunkulu bezambula. That's why uNkulunkulu bebavelela. uNkulunkulu vele esizweni ngomuntu kuba khona lo omkhethile. Uma singakamboni lo okhethwe ngumdala ukuthi azosikhokhela, kusesenzima abantu bakithi. Kumele size simbone, simthole lo okhethiwe ukuthi asikhokhele, lo ozobe phiwe ukuthi asixhumanise lama traditions ethu, amasiko ethu. Uthi uPaul isizwe esilahla amasiko aso sifile, uNkulunkulu siflathele leso sizwe. Siyisizwe namhlanje asizazi ukuthi sime kuphi. Siyakuzana ukuthi manje makunje sisizwe nje lemvula kayinethi kunje kunje isidalwa sezwe sisiflathele ngoba silahlile iidentity yethu. Identity yethu, spirituality yethu, ama traditions ethu, like ama cultures ethu. Sisizwe nje but masibona lezi zinhlanga ezipowerful indlela ezikhonza ngayo, indlela yazo zibaxhumanisa lamasiko abo. Thini Africa thi indlela esikhonza sibiza amasiko ethu demonic. That's why siyilaba abantu abanje. uNkulunkulu wezulu akasehlukanisi lesiko. Isiko lidalwe ngumdali yokuthi-ke yindlela axhumana nayo nathi. Isiko yindlela asi-identifya ngayo. Sonke sizinhlanga sidalwe nguNkulunkulu but amasiko sihlukene, asifani ngamasiko, asifani ngam Arabs bala masiko abo, Judaism bala masiko abo, iinkolo zabo zihambisana namasiko abo. Thina silahlela ukuthi amasiko sawabiza amademoni, sidemonize everything yethu thina abantu abamnyama. That's why sinje, that's why kumnyama emuva laphambili. Sibonge mfihlo yezulu, mfihlo ehlambulukile, mfihlo yamandla. Sixolele mdali, besithi siyakwazi kata sikakakwazi. Sibuyisele kwindlela zokhokho, sivule amehlo mdali, simbone lo thunywe nguwe, sivezele impawu zalo thunywe nguwe ozosixhumanisa lemvelaphi zethu, asixhumanise lamasiko ethu. Yikho siyokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nawe mdali. Siyakhuleka kuwe mfihlo yokhanya, sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi Busani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo ungadinwa lokusasa. Kwezabatsha namuhla silabatsha abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa.
Sanibonani ku-VOA Ndebele ku-Studio 7 yokukhuluma ngu-Justin Ncube. Sibonge ekhaya ngibuya ePlantry Kondolwane. Mina ngikhuluma ngale ndaba yokubulawa kwalo mfowethu kuleti kuthi LVC. Wathi u-LVC, Elvis Ban, Elvis Mnyati. Ukuthi bantu makube isibonelo sesihlupheke kwenela kuleli lizwe la bantu abasasifuni ngcono sibashiyeni sihambe nathi siyovuswa kungokwethu because ukuhlala sibaleka senza ngeke kusize lutho, and nathi sinje sike siyekene i tribalist okukhethululana thina esiyamashona amaNdebele akusizi ngalutho lokho, ngoba kuyasihluphekisa wesi, ngeke kusiyakhe futhi, and ngeke kusivusele ilizwe lokhana. Okuzosivusela ilizwe thina ukuthi sibambaneni silethele ushintshe elizweni lethu, siyekele ukuhlupheka kuhloko sihlala siphephela kwamanye amazwe. Njengamanje sohlala sihamba sigijima sisaba ukuthi sizobulawa noma yinini. So ngiyabona ukuthi into yakhona ayikho right. Kubuhlungu mpela lokhu okuvezwe okwenzakele kumfowethu laphana u-Elvis Nyathi. Sikhala kanye nomdeni, sikhala kanye nawo bonke. Mina bengiqhuquzela bengithi abantu bafowethu nabodadewethu asihambeni kithi siyovota. Asambeni siyovuselizwe lethu, akekho umuntu ozosivusela ilizwe lethu ngaphandle kokuthi sizivusele thina. Ngiyabonga.
Yaye igama lami Edson Lobo. Okay, ngithanda ukududuza lo mdeni wakho umfowethu lo odlule emhlabeni. Ngithanda ukuthi dudu kuwo, abaduduzeke naye futhi umfowethu ngithi alale ngoxolo, alale ngokuthula. Eshi lehleli ngihlile mani, eshi kubuhlungu lento yenzakale kuye kabo. Ibuhlungu kabi lento le singamaZimbabwe lathi eshi siyabuza ubuhlungu umfowethu ukuthi ayenzwe ngaleyo ndlela lapha nje kungumuntu ozizamela ngasomuntu oganga. So eshi kunzima bakithi, kunzima. Kuphinde kugqugquzele abantu ukuthi eshi abantu bakithi nesitile athi asizameni ukusukuma ngobuningi bethu siyevota ikhazama ukuthi silungisene ilizwe lakithi, ngoba manje bukani manje siyachiswa njengezinyamaza kwamanye amazwe, ngoba eyi kunzima, abasithandi ukusithanda. So eshi asizame nathi bantu ukuthi sizame ukulungisa indawo yakithi impela eshi.
Igama lami ngumpelusi wabongani wakwadube. Indaba engiyishoyo ngokushona kamfowethu u-Elvis kusazoba nzima zihlobo zami. Mina kusiya ngami ngani abantu siyabuyela ekhaya abalabantwana babaleke babuyele ekhaya, and abase-Deep Sloot besuke kuleyayidawo, and ngokuhamba kwesikhathi vele le into izangena kuwo wonke amalokishi. So abantu ngithi ukuthi bathathe ezabo impahla bahambe. Ma usone-chance noma ukho e-Deep Sloot noma use-Durban noma ukuphi, thumela impahla zakho ozibonayo ukuthi ungazisebenzisa ekhaya zihambe. Nawe usuyadinga imali, ubusiyalandela, siyakwazi isimo sibi, kodwa kuthanda ukuba lukhoni izihlobo zami. Ma ngisho nje ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe wonke ukuze aphephe ukuthi nje aphindele ekhaya ayahlala phansi ahlanganise amathamba angqondo abe seyo ubona ukuthi angenza kanjani. Ma ungabe kuthule futhi kuwukuthi bafuna ukubuya back, akunankinga indlela babe sebeyazi, kodwa kwamanje kusazokuba kubi. Kusazokuba kubi, asizameni izihlobo zami. Ma ungabe unabantwana uneempahla, thatha nje usale lebhulukhwe elilodwa.
Ibizo lami nguThembelihle Ndlovu. Ngithanda ukunibingelela ngokuzehlisa maZimbabwe amahle. Ngithi mina dudu kwabalahlekelwe izihlobo zonke zakonyathi kanye nabangani, sithi lala ngokuthula mfowethu, ulale ngoxolo, uNkulunkulu khona uzokugcinela ingane zakho, akugcinele umndeni wakho. Phinde ngithi mina kumaZimbabwe wonke nje jikelela khona kwelizweni leSouth Africa nasese nalabo abasezweni laseZimbabwe, bengicela ukuthi sihlanganise namakhanda sibe bantu banye, sincedisane ngalesimo esibhekane naso. Mina ngesingami ngumuntu olungele ukuze ekhaya, ngilethwa ile ndlela esingakhona iSouth Africa sijikela umakhelwane. Ngibuye ngithi mina ezakhamizi zonke noma ngithi izizalwane zonke zaseZimbabwe, isicelo enginaso ningalwi nabantu, ningalwi namunye waseSouth Africa.
Laba ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa. Singakagqibi kuhlelo lwanamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ezinye ebesilazo. imuli ka Elvis Nyathi obuleyo ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuthizwa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu. Sebedlala evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elukijini le-Deep Sloot kwele South Africa. Umkhokeli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezishiyeneyo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ngoluvalelisayo ngoKipps Dube.